I'm just going to leave. You guys do whatever you want.
That's normal. Okay. Hello and welcome to another episode of our AI Clubhouse. And we're back on Zoom, guys. So we only lasted a month on StreamYard and we're back on Zoom. So you can join us now on Zoom. I know I sent an email out with the registration link. We had probably like 30 people that immediately signed up that said we missed being on Zoom. So welcome back to Zoom. Of course, you can watch us on our Facebook group as well. But hey, guys, how are you?
Well, I'm excited. I enjoyed StreamYard. And then after we were on that, now I get about eight advertisements from them every single day on every single thing that I am on. Why you should be back on StreamYard. So yes, our devices are listening to us. Not like we didn't know that already.
Right. Yeah.
They got you, man. They got you.
So here's the thing though, talking about StreamYard, and this goes into the conversation of AI. You know, you have to try different things, right? And I know, you know, Frank, when you hopped on the call first thing today, it's like, okay, we're back on Zoom. It's like, yeah, you know what? We tried StreamYard, but it didn't work. And I think for me, in my business, especially in something I've learned, if you find out something doesn't work, change it right away. Don't feel like you have to keep on it and keep after it, right? To say, hey, you know what? That didn't work. And we'll try something else. And so I think that's the same with AI as we're going through this, what worked, what didn't work, and keep trying new things because it's always changing. It's always improving, but you know, some things are going to work and some things will work for you, Frank, and they won't work for Steve. So it's like, you just never know.
Well, everything always absolutely works for Frank, so that's normal. So yeah, I mean, you know, that guy's just got the magic touch.
I just don't tell you about the things that don't work. That's how it works.
Is that it?
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Go ahead. I was going to say,
what are we doing? Yeah, go.
No, I mean, I think that's an important way to look at AI as well. It wasn't the tool that didn't work. We are trying to accomplish something. We're trying to live stream and we're trying to engage with an audience. And it didn't engage with our audience as well as we thought. Right. But that's because we have a clear idea of what this experience should be. So that one individual tool didn't change everything that we're doing. It just fixed the one little part of us being able to engage with our community. But it doesn't change the format of our call. It doesn't change our topic. It doesn't change anything. And I think that's a good analogy for AI, because I think a lot of people are going into it and saying, like, I want to, like, they're asking AI to create solutions for them. But I don't think that's what AI does right now. I think AI helps you ask better questions and figure out a better way to approach something. Yeah. So, like, I think that's super important. Where are we on AI Beehive?
Yeah. So, you know, Scott, one of the things I love about you is you always bring that philosophical element to everything. And I think that's true. It's like it's that side. So thank you for that. And I always love listening to you share that. Okay. So where we're going today, and I need to share my sound. I wanted to really just, instead of having a conversation, I wanted to really get into how to look at some of these tools and what, you know, and again, if you need to change moving around, what you're going to use it for, you know, doesn't necessarily change, you know, what you want as far as the baseline, it just changed the tools. To your point, Scott. So we are on AI Beehive. So this is a directory that I started several months ago, because I kept getting calls from people saying, hey, where can I find this? Hey, where can I find that? So I was like, let's just put it onto a directory. So it's AIBeehive.com. And anyone can list on here. I have events on here. We've got lots of different listings on here. But what I want to do, because I've been having a lot of questions from people lately about creating an AI avatar, so a video avatar or an agent, and what that looks like. And so what I want to do is to jump into AI Beehive and look at a couple of these. So on AI Beehive, and if you haven't been on there, hop on there. I made it to where you can search by categories of what you're looking for. So for this example, if we put in video, and then it has the different categories. So we've got video, video animation, video editing, video generator, video production. So let's start with video generator, because what I want us to do in this exercise is say, okay, I want to create a AI video avatar. Now, several years ago, if you would have said this, I would have laughed at you, because what at the time, and I actually pulled up. So, Scott, I don't know if you've ever used Synthesa. So this is from a video that I had Synthesa create back in 2021. And I do a lot of course development, write a lot of compliance courses, mortgage program courses. And so I'm always looking for easier ways to do it. So I was looking at Synthesa saying, hey, this new thing is out. This is before AI was a big thing, but this new thing is out where you can create a video avatar. They've got these, you can select them. And so this was, I pulled this up. This was from back 2021.
Hey there, Ginger. I'm Stefan, co-founder of Synthesia. Thanks for signing up for our personalized videos product. You will soon be able to automatically generate similar videos and use them for your personalized customer onboarding video messages. How do you like this one? Just reply to this email and let me know.
Okay. So far. Not great. Which time in 2021 I said, no, we'll not be using that. It was a good idea, but you know what? Thank God he started on this. He's a co-founder, and you know, they kept working on it and working on it, and there's been improvements. So this was the video that I made in 2023, so 2 years later.
How to build your mortgage business through podcasting. We are thrilled to present our system, the LO Podcast System. How to build your mortgage business through podcasting.
So getting better, right? Yep. And so still haven't used it. But then when I did my ChatGPT course, I have to go back in here. I wanted to create an avatar that helped me with my ChatGPT course. And so what I did, whoops, am I not going to be able to find it? There we go. So I created an agent, which I called Steven. And so this was not as much, it was just a picture, but it was something else. So this is something else you can do.
Welcome to the segment on naming your chats. As you engage with ChatGPT, you'll find that having a systematic naming convention for your chats is invaluable. Let's explore the significance and the methodology. One.
And I won't go through all of that, but that's actually just with the picture. So I wanted to give you an idea as far as different things you can do with this. And then we're going to hop into a couple of different systems here. Have any of you ever, have you set up a video AI? Have you done that yet, Frank?
No. Can I back up just for 1 second on that concept?
Yeah.
I get for like what you're doing, Ginger, or maybe me, who's creating a bunch of different courses, so they're getting a different voice or something like that. My challenge in the conversation I have with a lot of people is, if I'm trying to get people to get to know me and to be involved with me as their loan officer, should I be setting up an AI persona?
Yeah, great question. So that goes to where does it make sense to use it? And so I think that's a lot of it. And that brings us to our whole conversation about, are you going to be replaced with AI? I honestly see quite the opposite. because there is a lot of AI out there. There is a lot of these virtual things. So I think we'll see the swing back to where that personal relationship is so important to be able to do that. So to answer your question, there's a place for it, but it's not, in my opinion, at that initial juncture. And I don't know how you guys feel about that.
You know, for me, I totally understand, you know, what Steve is saying, and, you know, that, cause you want people to get to know, like, trust you, that kind of a thing. But I do get what you're saying too, Ginger, cause it could be in certain applications. I would definitely be totally okay with the picture of me that's, you know, an AI thing doing its job. I think it needs to be a little bit better, you know,
yeah,
but here's why I'm okay with it. And because one thing I absolutely hate when consuming video is just get to the damn point. I cannot stand the, hi, I'm Frank. Welcome. I've been in the business for so many years. You know, I wanted to do the same because, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine and we were going to talk about it, and it's 50 seconds before we even get to the point with an AI thing. It'd be like, hi, let's get to the point. Here's the situation. See you later. Bye. And it's done in 25 seconds. All the information has been, you know, conveyed. The person totally got it, appreciates the short time, you know, and it's still my face talking. I'm in, you know, I could see it being used there.
Yeah.
I could see the efficiency in the delivery of the message. I guess that's what I guess that's the thing that I feel like is in certain applications, I would say, yeah, certain applications, I agree with you, Steve, no, you know, like, no.
But we're saying there, though, Frank, is sort of two different things.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about taking my picture and putting different words in my mouth through the AI. I'm talking about creating a totally different character.
Gotcha. Mm. Okay. Again, I could see using that in certain applications. I could see using it to get information across quickly.
So this is, and this Henry Sims, I don't know if you know Steve Sims. This is his son. Great kid. And he did this, and I haven't asked him yet how he did this, but this is, he calls it, he says in his post here, I lost my voice, so let video AI assistant help me out. So if you listen to that.
Hooks, and put them out there to see which hook most resonates with your audience. Then you can record it yourself and look at other ways to optimize your ads. The second cool way to use video AI is to personalize your client proposals. Instead of a boring static deck, why not have your video AI assistant guide your potential clients through the proposal to add that personalized touch? So there are two cool ways to use video AI. Try it out and let me know what other ideas you come up with.
So it's getting to the point now, I'll close out of this, that you can clone you and clone your voice. And I have to ask Henry what he did that one in. I haven't asked him yet. But when it gets to that point, then I think there's places, like he said, in proposals, in follow-up, in, you know, get to the point questions, you know, and things like that, where you can utilize that. But it's
definitely
finding the right ones.
Yeah.
So,
Ginger, I've got, that looks like HeyGen, and if I can share my screen real quick, they came out with something.
HeyGen, is that what you said?
HeyGen.
HeyGen.
Yeah. So this isn't available yet, but I thought this was really cool. If you go to Twitter, go to the HeyGen official. So this is AI generated. And this is their new version of what they're doing. Yeah. And so what they said here is they said, give us scripts to feed to him. And so people just started giving scripts. And oh, where is it? Oh, no. Sorry. I didn't do it right. Yeah, click on this. There you go. Comment a script that you want Nick to say, and we'll say it. I don't think you can hear my sound. UGC style content. Can you hear my sound?
Not really.
Barely.
Even hear the background noise. Create a training with specific tones and gestures, and you'll find how natural HeyGen's videos can be. Let me switch to Spanish. Hoy queremos darle un vistazo al futuro. Puede utilizar HeyGen para crear contenido estilo UGC.
Okay, so that's cool, but then people started dropping scripts right here. Ladies and gentlemen, let's peel back our appreciation for bananas.
It did slightly bent treasure not only serves as nature's own slapstick prop, but also moonlights as the world's most straightforward snack to decipher. Green says wait, yellow screams eat, and brown spots are a missed opportunity. But
so all that was a text prompt that they gave it.
Yep.
So this is HeyGen. This is 3 months away, 6 months away. So Steve, where I would agree with you 100%, I don't think you should ever use AI for anything that's going to get you close to a sale. Like, I think it's good for prospecting and top of funnel stuff. But like, if you have an opportunity to have a conversation with a consumer, you need to be having a conversation with a consumer. I don't want to hear anybody complaining about AI taking over, replacing them, if all they're doing is trying to figure out ways to use AI to replace what they should be doing.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, do your job. And then use AI to be able to support. It's, and you think about, so yes, talking about that, you know, anything you're doing as far as maybe follow-up would be a good way to do that. I don't recommend using it for all of your video marketing because I think it's important for them to see you with that. But you can fill in some. So if there's things like in the mortgage process or reading a loan estimate, and, you know, those are the kind of things where, like Frank, you're saying, get to the point, that would be great, especially like everyone on their YouTube channel should have an entire list of, you know, here's the things in the loan process for videos. And that's an easy way. That's what I would do with this.
Well, and also stretch your scope of this beyond consumer direct. This is amazing for training new loan officers or new processors or new employees to your company. If you have an employee manual that's, you know, 50 pages long or whatever, nobody's ever going to read that thing and do anything with it.
Well, so, and that's the whole thing with this, the Synthesa is what it was, you know, started for. So to be able to do that.
Yep.
Okay, so what I want to do is there's a couple of different options. So if you put in a video generator into Beehive, Potion is one. And I don't know if you've looked at that one, but that's one. The Synthesa has been around, and I've known it the longest that it's been around. There's one that's called Deep Brain, which is a text-to-speech. And then there's one that's Gling. I haven't looked at that. The HeyGen, which is the one that you showed, Scott, which they have been really moving rapidly.
Yeah.
And it's one I hadn't really paid a lot of attention to, but am now. The other one, and I've done some videos on this, is called InVideo. And so they have now added a component where you can clone and make your own voice. And so, you know, that's the whole thing. It's like just look at some of these. So if you look at, you know, these were, this was the old one. This was the in-between one.
I got to ask one question though. Notice how the same avatar is being used for Potion and HeyGen.
I think, so here's an interesting thing. And this was, I was playing around with these this morning. So this is the one, the D/ID that I used for my ChatGPT course. And then when I was on there and playing around with it, their back end looks almost exactly like HeyGen's. So,
rappers. They're rappers. Most of these things are rappers.
Some of them, that's the thing. It's like you may be thinking you're using something completely different, but they all feed into the same platform.
Engine.
Yeah, engine. And so, like you said, it's a wrapper. So that was very interesting because I was going back and forth this morning between HeyGen and the D, which I don't know where that's the dumbest name I've ever heard of, D/ID. I could never remember it. but I think it's probably very similar. So that's the thing. The one I think is different and stands on its own is really the Synthesa. And Synthesa was designed for the case of learning and development. And that's what I was looking at it for back in 2021. I was writing a entire underwriting course on how to train underwriters. And so I was just looking at, hey, is there a way to streamline this process? So you have to look at what is it you want done? Does it make sense? And does it fit in? So if you're looking for something that's a little more robust, then it may be this. So I can tell you with Synthesa, you can go. So just to give you an idea and look on this. So some of the AI, so you can create a custom avatar. And I have not done this yet. It takes a few days to do it. And so they have some options for you. They have a webcam avatar, which is not going to be as good of a resolution. You do chest up framing. You can get one free avatar in your starter plan if you do the annual thing, and it's ready in 5 business days. Or you can do a studio AI avatar, which is going to give you a higher quality as far as your resolution. You're going to upload studio recording. So this means you're going to go to a studio. You're going to do a video recording. You can have your choice of framing. You can, they have some paid add-on features. I don't know what those are. And then it's ready in 10 business days. And so that's the thing. Like if you're going to do this a lot and you want it to be really good, and maybe you are doing an entire, you know, it's like maybe for what you guys are doing, Frank, for your move tube where you have an entire, you know, learning, you know, course or something like that, then that would be worth doing something like that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. But those are the things to look at as far as the options.
What's the pricing on that? Yeah.
So you can get the starter, which is $22 a month, and it gives you 120 minutes of video a year. You get access to 70 plus AI avatars, and they are increasing those. And then the creator is $67 a month, and then obviously they have enterprise.
I think there's an upfront fee for creating a custom avatar though, right?
So if you get the starter account, you can get the custom avatar that is from the chest up, it says. So if you do that,
yeah, that's just the webcam one, I think.
Yeah. But the other one, then you have to have the creator one. But I mean, this is the, you know, big companies are using this. So that this is one of the things to look at. And then they have, this is the other thing here, and this is where you can get into integrating it with others. So now it's going to start integrating with other things. So, yeah, and I don't know what Intercom is or this Tolstoy, but PowerPoint, if you can, you know, create to where you have an avatar doing a video and a PowerPoint and you've got all that, it's like,
pretty neat.
Yeah. And they've got, so Moodle is a learning management system that is used by a lot of higher education. So for them, that's great to be able to do that, which brings us to a whole nother conversation. It's like, how will this be used in education, right? It's like, and what that looks like. It does integrate with YouTube. I mean, it has other things, got lots of LMSs in here that it does. So, I mean, that's a thing to look at. But I think the first question is, where do you want to use it? And that's probably a good conversation to have. You know, Scott, we've talked about having a workshop. I know Frank, Carl's doing an AI boot camp. And I think that's probably a good thing to think about right now is doing, you know, just a one-day workshop and getting a bunch of people together and saying, where can you use this? And I know, Scott, you've been, you know, really leading the pack in that. So something to think about. So this is the HeyGen one. And HeyGen, and this is the back part of it. So they have some of these that are already created here that you can use. So you can create an instant avatar, same kind of thing. You can create your own avatar. And this one here, so the pricing, this one's $48 a month. And this is going to give you, you know, the things in here. And then you've got Teams. So all of those different things you can use there. But even if you don't want to make your own, if you want to use it, let me X out. You can create this. So like something like this.
Hello team. Here are
can
the
I
link.
Go?
Go ahead.
Now I want to go back to my, it was a question, not a comment before of, hey, when do you use this? When do you not? But one thing that I know, and I think all of us on this know, is a lot of the LOs that we work with, they're afraid to do a video. And they're especially afraid to do video for their social media. They don't mind writing the script. They're like, oh my God, it took me 87 times to say that and I'm uncomfortable. If that's you, if you can use your own avatar that looks like you and sounds like you, and then you don't have to worry about actually filming you, this could be your new best friend.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, I agree. Hey, team, I got to go. Sorry. Okay. I got to go a little early. Good to see you guys. See you next week.
See you next week. Yeah. Okay. So this is the one that I showed, the D/ID. And so this one has some avatars in here as well. So you can, this one has where you can have a creative reality studio. And so, but this is more with pictures. But just to give an idea on what that can look like.
Creative Reality Studio saves businesses money, time, and hassle, and makes videos and presentations more engaging.
And again, not perfect, but we will start seeing these improve. So, you know, some of these, I could probably feel more comfortable making a course with something like this now than I did several years ago. But I would not use it for my video marketing yet. So that's just kind of where I'm at. But I think, like, if I was going to make a video talking about how to do a process or how to record a video, how to start, I may do that. So I think it just depends on where you want to use it at. And so that's it. So go to AI Beehive and, you know, start playing around with some of these. You know, next time we'll look at some other ones and then we'll carry on the conversation.
Such a great resource. You did such a good job with that.
Thanks. Yeah, we're just getting started with that. So thanks for joining us. And next week, I don't have a topic for next week. We'll probably just dive into same kind of thing. There's so many things to talk about. You guys, let us know what you want us to talk about. It's like, that's the big thing.
Yeah, give us specific use cases and applications and ways that you're thinking about this, because it's just like mortgages, the answer is always yes. It depends. Right? Yes, and it depends. Yeah. So, please submit questions.
Exactly. I love it. Okay, thanks, guys. We will see you next week. Have a great one.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.